Shalechem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Therefore, Mars is Hannah Miriam Baschana and Esther Bela Bas Rus Devorah and Le'ilui Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. We're going to be starting in Mitzvah Shem, studying the Maharal, Parish and Pirkei Avos, Derech Chaim. In the Hakdama, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or V'Derech Chaim Tochachas Musar, a pasuk in Mishlei. Now he's going to explain this pasuk, from which the name of the Sefer is taken from. It's called Derech Chaim. So first of all, what does it mean, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or? Ha'adam Asher Bara Hashem Yisbaruch Ala Adama Sukaso Anon V'Arafo. Man who God created on the earth, his sukkah, his dwelling place, is in the cloud and in the fog. We're going to be helped a lot by the footnotes of Rav Hartman Shlita. Achu Yoshev B'choshech V'lo Or. He's sitting in darkness, not light. Hu Aguf Ha'achor V'Achoshech Hashem Achase Olav. That's this dark body, this chumriyistic body, that's achor, that it's murky, like murky waters. We have a murky body. This idea, guf achor, it's this expression appears in Musvedeus of the Rasag in Maimar Shishios Dalit. A number of times he says that chait comes from the guf. Maharal himself says in the Netzach, Aide guf uba chait. Shimein guf, hayodim kumo malach. Asher mechase olav, this guf covers us. It's a masach hamavdil bein Hashem lebein Adam. Because the guf is mechase the Adam, that's what comes between us and God. Maral nebera gola, ki achom rebolim o masach hamavdil bein Hashem yizbaruch o bein tzadikim, shumaneh ashein Hashem yizbaruch nimse lem legamre. This guf separates us from God. Ad ki nila limtso a pesach upon a kaid mash yadako nochach Hashem. Until it's hard to find the opening that turns to the east, to the inside, that your way will be opposite Hashem, towards Hashem. Like the Maharal writes in the Teferes Yisrael in Perek Tes, Hatorah motziya sa'adam in Ateva. Umeviyoso aladvekus boyus barach. Dimyam ze shnei drachim lifnei adam. V'yomar telech b'derech hazeh. V'ein atam shederech hazeh derech yoser tov v'yoser roi mitzad atzmo. Rak b'shul shezeh aderech shebo yagil mechos chefzo umamido nochach darko. V'chein ein inyan ha-mitzvah rak sh'ha-mitzvah u'beiru aderech ha-nochon v'ayosher shebederech ha-tor yavo lizdabik boyus barach. כמו שאין כל הדרכה מבין הסדם המקום חפצו המיוחד לו. כך אין כל הדרכה ממייס מבין עושה על הדבקס המיוחד. רק דרך המצס הם מצרפן ומבארם את הדרך הישר המיוחד אשר נוכח השם מבין שאר הדרכים. שהמצווה צירוף האדם להעמיד את האדם על הדרך של נוכח השם עד כי יש לו דבקס עם השם יזברך. Torah takes a person out of the world of nature and it brings him to Dveikus Bashem. So it's like we have two Derachim and the Torah is telling us which Derach to go on. A mitzvah is Mevarer. Keeping the mitzvahs is mevarer what the right path is to bring us to our destination. In other words, it's not just going on the right path, mitzad atzmo, but it's going to bring us to our goal, which is Dveikus Bashem. Just It's like all the drachim don't necessarily bring you to your destination. So to all the drachim don't necessarily bring you to Dveikus. Derech HaMitzvahs, that's what brings you to Dveikus, more than all the other drachim. Because mitzvahs are tseir fadim, they purify a person, and they bring him nochach Hashem, until he has Dveikus with Hashem. Maral uses a lashon here of Pesach apone kedma. In his Russian Shabbos Shuvah, he writes, "V'od yesh l'chol adas ki ocher v'kedem tzartani," that God created me backwards and forwards, in the back and in the front. The ochor is olam hazeh, and the pnim, the inside, the kedem, is olam haba. You can't recognize a person from the back. See two people from the back, they look alike. Two heads of brown hair. But when you see them from the front, you can see the difference. In Olam Hazeh also, we don't really know in what's really the difference. In Gashmias we know. We don't know in Ruchnias what's the difference between people. So what do we have to do? We have to go Lefnim. What's Lefnim? To Olam Haba. And then you're going Lefnim. If not, you're going Achor. Olam Hazeh is Achor. Olam Hazeh is you don't really see the right way. Olam Hazeh is like looking from the back. Olam Hazeh is a lack of recognition. It's the Achor. But if you go to Olam Haba, that's Pnima. Achor v'kedem. Backwards into the Kedem, to the east, to the inside. To the front. Milashon Kodem. So that's the Pesach, that's Ponat Olam Haba. That's Nochach Hashem. V'af im zohar ha-seichel v'nitzot shelo lo le'inayim. And even if the spark of your brain, the light of your brain, is eyes for you, it shows you the way to go. Like the Maral writes in the Hakdamah to Tiferes Yisrael, that sometimes you're ein ha-seichel, like we have in the comic books, that a light bulb goes off, the eyes of your seichel, shows you the derech. Ein ha-dabar zeh rak ma sheroi l'adam lasis mitzat shuadam shenasana Hashem yizbarach ha-seichel. In other words, the seichel tells you how to act like a person. Al pi seichel mitzat shuadam. We want to go beyond that. There's your seichel telling you how to act al pi seichel, and then there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you how to act because we're the nation that he chose. There's a gap between, as the Maharal writes in Akdama Shniel Gvurus Hashem, there's a gap between seichel enoshi and seichel eloki. People talk about science. Scientists are very nice. How are they supposed to figure out what's above Chomer? So what do? You're mischaber to Hashem. Im lo yad Hashem astazos shodi adrach av l'moyshe v'achach l'neviyim hem kiblu achachomim v'dilanu medrashim d'vreim advarim ne'alam ha'kmusim. So God told us these hidden things. And that's how we know. But וכחל דבר זה שיהיה לך חרבורו להיות דביק עם השם יצברוך כדוסי ואחרי השם תלכו ועושב תדו ועושב בקו אין כוח במור הזה שהוא השכל. To go after God, as the Pasuk says, you should go after God, serve him, cling to him. This light, the seichel, isn't able to connect to that. Lahar dako asher olav, ma sheish lo lechas acharboro. That's not enough. The seichel can't get there. He writes in his akdamah to Teferis Yisrael, ki ma nechshav ha'odom she'en lo barak seichel enoshi. אבל עידס השם נאמן המחכים הספסי שעלי התור נעשה חוכם כי התור מעיד על הנמצאים לבר כל דובר ונאמן המחכים הספסי עד שנחשב שכלי ביוסר. So just our seichel alone, we are only seichel enoshi, but the Torah makes us smart, מחכים הספסי. That's what the Torah does. Then we have חוכם הלוקיס and not just the seichel הטבעי. So what the Maharal is saying here is, looks like we're missing a few words. But the seichel can tell you how to be a mensch. The seichel can tell you what a man needs to do. But how's the seichel going to tell you how to get close to God? What does the seichel enoshi know? What does the seichel achomri know? And that's why Hashem has to tell us how to get to our atzlach achrona, to chayim nitzchim, to olam haba. As he writes in Gvuras Hashem, in the 40th parak, that Torah brings a person to his atzlach achrona, to olam haba. And therefore this light which shines in the darkness of a person is Torah and mitzvahs. V'zeduch siv ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. So it's not pshat that ner mitzvah and Torah or that mitzvah and Torah are meir. Pshat is that the only things that give us light, because we're living in the darkness of the body. In Perek Gimel Mishnah Yadalit he writes ki Hashem Yitzvarach nikra or ki or b'chom makom b'al davar nivdol bilti gashmi shrei or eino gashmi klal or is it's not gashmiistic. And that's why we call it Kodesh Baruch Hu Or. Nivdo Bilti Gashmi. Tori Sichlis Lagamre Vena Gashmis. And therefore it's like Or. And we need this Or to take us out of this darkness. We're living in darkness. Only them. And then the night is like day. Then we can shine in this dark body. Meaning that even in the darkness of the body, like it says in Tehillim, Gam Choshech Lo Yachshich Mimcha V'Layla Ki Yom Yorek HaChashecha Ka'ora, that as far as God's concerned, light and darkness are the same. Even light, night can be light like day, as far as God's concerned. Torah and mitzvahs purify the Guf Ha'achor, and the Guf also can shine. Like the Maharal writes in the Teferis, Ki Moshe Karan Or Panav B'Dabro Ito. Kasher Moshe Zocher Lischaber El HaTorah Shehu HaSeichel HaLoki Az Kibel Min HaZiv VeHor Ki Ein Sofek Shehaguf U'Prat HaPanim Yesh Yichus El HaOr. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Mischaber to Torah, which is Seichel HaLoki, and then he was Mekabel from this Ziv, from this Or, because there's no doubt that the Guf, and specifically the face, has Yichus to the Or, D'Chsiv Chochma Sadim Torah Panav. Chochma of a person shines his face, and therefore Pnei Moshe was Mekabel the Or and the Zohar and this light. So even the guf could be mesiachis laor. So you're right, at the beginning he said we're living in darkness, but we can elevate ourselves to have this light. Maral, Gurarye, Chav Gimel Gimel, Gracious, Tzari Meinu, with Shlema, Shlema Saguf, Baschof Kiba Zain Liyofi, that the Guf is Naki, Boyer, Belisiyog, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lakosaina, Vlonaslecho, Behira Saguf. That's this beauty, this superhuman beauty, this supernatural beauty. Perish near mitzvah v'torah or rotzalomar ki a mitzvah doma l'ner asher or shelo ain or gamor below guf rak or nitla beguf hu apsil of Hashem and kli makabel mor azeh. The ner is gashmi, the ner is makabel the or, which is the tzura. And he writes in the Chush HaGadus, ner is the kli that's makabel the or. That's the ner mitzvah. That's the more gashmiyah side. Ve'en ora mufshet min haguf. She ora boyer rakom and vidlu dar b'shu guf u'bishvokach en ora boyer. It's totally in the guf, and therefore it's not such a clear light. And so to the mitzvah, yamaisa sheyasa adam al de kli haguf. Uvemaisa sheyasa adam ba'al guf dovek bo'or aloki. Ma'ashe maisa u'maisa sichli aloki mitzvah bo'or v'ratzona shel Hashem yizbar. Mitzvah is the maisa that a person does with the kli haguf. And with the maisa that he does, he has the ora Eloki that's davek. Because this maisa is a maisa sichli Eloki. It's a spiritual act. In Sefer HaTiferes, the 9th and 8th and 9th chapters explain how by doing mitzvahs al-dei kli haguf, it's zocher ruchnias. He says Torah is not tivi, it's sichli, it's spiritual. And that's what gives you the light when you do the mitzvahs. So your body becomes this ner mitzvah. When you do mitzvahs, it's a ner. Then something physical shines. The Torah or ki ori no tala b'davra v'lo mufshut min aguf l'gamre. And therefore Torah is or bahir. Maral writes this in a lot of places. Paragimel mishni adalid ki or b'chol makom b'al dover nivdol bilti gashmi shi ori no gashmi klal. B'davra zebiyano b'akdama ki ner mitzvah Torah shi ori moreh. Now, Dover Nivdal Bilti Gashmi, it's not Gashmi, it's the Kirol. Uv Mesech Hasoda, Zu Darash, Rebbe Menachem says a higher level of light, not light with Gashmi, but completely separate from this world light. Sech Hasoda, Rebbe Menachem Barab Yossi Darshan, Tala Kosev is Hamitzvah Benervis, a Torah Bor, Maner Meir Lufisha, Af Hamitzvah in a Megina Lufisha, it's a Torah Bor, Maor Megin Lolam, Aftar Megin Lolam, just like mitzvahs are ner, Torah is or. Ner is only lefisha. It's only temporary that it's going to be shining this candle. So to mitzvah is only lefisha. Torah is nimshala or. Or is megin leolam. Torah is megin leolam. Ubir zeh. Ki ha mitzvah shi maisa adam vein maisa adam rak ayde guf. Mitzvah is maisa. Maisa is through guf. Mitzvah is tuliya b'guf. V'chol guf utachas zman kasher yadua. He called davar shir gufu tachas zman ulakach mitzvah shiadei gufa adam. He megina bizman bilvad v'zeh shamer sham mitzvah ilasha. Therefore, mitzvah which is through gufa adam is only temporary. Guf is temporary. The mitzvah done with the guf is temporary. So it's only protecting us temporarily. But Torah she below guf she asagas haseichel ain leguf esek ba. The guf has no esek in the Torah. It's sichli, it's intellectual, it's spiritual. Chol darba shein aguf eino tachas zman. It doesn't have a body, it's not under time. I don't know anything about physics. You'll forgive me, but I understand that the physicist said that time comes from movement. And that's the body, and that's time. But Torah is above time. Torah is above the body. Above anything physical. Time is something physical, part of this world. Torah guards us for life because the person is Davik b'Torah Sichlis. And this Dveikus b'Torah is a smada. The person is constantly learning. And that Dveikus gives him this supernatural power, like the Ramaral writes in this, in the Nesiva Torah. It guards him below Zman. So a person is always learning, not Lefisha. There's no time that he's not learning. He's always learning. And the Torah is guarding him also. La'olam. Famous Pachad Yitzchak in Shavuos, Maimor Chaf Dalet, where he talks about Tmidius. Tmidius in mitzvahs means you're always doing it. And therefore the mitzvah is always noeg. But Talmud Torah is part of the chefts of the mitzvahs to Tmidius, like a concert. It all has to work together. You have an hour and a half, all the music goes together. But if you do 10 minutes here and another 15 minutes later, another 4 minutes there, another 25 minutes, it's not the same concert, it's not the same music. Torah, the music is only if it's b'Tmidius. That's when the Torah plays beautifully. That's why a person has to learn by Asmada, to really taste it, to feel it. No efisha chaser leif. Chazal says somebody's learning Torah leprakim, he's like a manaif. Sometimes with this woman, sometimes with that woman, Rachmana Litzlan. B'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'aderech. It has to be constant. That's the mahus, that's the etzem chefts of Talmud Torah, constancy. And therefore it says, Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or v'im ha'meirim ladin l'vil tachliso achron ha'mayla achron asher hu b'akoshas v'chipus kol chaya asher wa'al adam. As the Torah brings you to the greatest mayla, to olam haba, to dveikus b'Hashem, which is what every living being is looking for. So now we got to ner mitzvah v'torah or, and next the Maral explains what it means, v'derech chayim tochachas musar. And that, sweet friends, is our job, Bli Neder, for the next shir. We should be Zoche, Lilmod Ulalamed Lishma Velasas, Ulakayim is called Divrei Salam Torah Suvi Ahava, Amen V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.